Okay. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We have notice of letters of notification. Certified proofs of publication have been received in the Office of Mineral Resources on behalf of the State Mineral and Energy Board for the State of Louisiana from the Advocate, Official Journal for the State of Louisiana, and from the respective parish journals as evidence that tracts numbers 44698 through 44703 have been advertised in accordance with and under the provisions of Chapter 2, Title 30 of the Revised Statutes of 1950 as amended. We've received no letters of protest nor tracts for withdrawal. We'll now have opening of the bids.
Good morning. We did not receive any bids on tracts 44698, 44699, or 44700. We did receive one bid on track 44701, advertised as 69 acres. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is Daydreams Resources, LLC. Daydreams Resources, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term, with a cash payment of $2,450.19. $2,450.19, or a per acre value of $35.51. Annual rentals are $1,225.10. $1,225.10. Royalties are 18.75%. We did not receive any bids on tracks 44702. We received one bid on track 44703, advertised as 135.08 acres. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is Hillcore Energy One LP. Hillcore Energy One LP. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $30,393. $30,393, or a per acre value of $225. Annual rentals are $15,196.50. $15,196.50. Royalties are 23%. That will complete the opening and reading of the bids for today's lease sale.
Okay, thank you, Emil. We'll adjourn and restart the board meeting at 9:30 a.m. Thank you.
All right, let's call the meeting to order. If everyone would take their seats, please. All right, Mr. Boulay, could I get a roll call, please, or could we have a roll call?
Yes, sir. Good morning. Mr. Bradbury, Mr. Carter.
Here.
Mr. Watkins.
Here.
Mr. Hollinshead.
Here.
Mr. Height.
Here.
Ms. Dugas.
Here.
Mr. Cordero. Mr. Harris.
Here.
Mr. Arnold.
Present.
Ms. LeBlanc.
Here.
And Mr. Segura.
Here.
All right. We have a quorum.
Great. Thank you. Item 3 is the approval of the March 8th, 2017 minutes. Do have a motion to those minutes, I believe, are in your packet. Do you have a motion to approve those minutes? Move by Ms. Mijo Duga and second by Secretary Harris. Any public comment? If not, all in favor? All opposed? Motion carries. Item 4 is the staff reports, and the first one is a lease review report presented by Jason Talbot. Charles Bradbury.
Morning, everyone. Chairman, morning. Members of the board. Here to present the lease review report today. All the board members should have a binder containing information related to this report. Let's start with how many active leases there are. 1,340 active leases covering nearly 564,000 acres. G&E staff reviewed since the last report. Some 107 leases covering approximately 69,000 acres for lease maintenance and development. We have three leases discussed in more detail today. It should be brief. Our first two leases are in Beta Shane Field. Swift Energy is our lessee. This involves state lease 356 and 1217. We last reviewed these leases on March 9, 2016. The board adopted the committee's recommendation to accept Swift's report, and they provide a status update by March 10, 2017 on activities affecting these leases. By letter dated March 3, 2017, Swift reported that they have commenced plugging and abandonment operations in the field and will release the leases. Staff recommends accepting Swift's report and that within 60 days execute and record releases.
Any questions or discussion? Do I have a motion to accept the staff's recommendation?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Arnold. Do I have a second? Second by Mr. Hollinshead. Any public comment? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Thanks.
And lastly, State Lease 2620 at Lake Pelto Field. Texas Petroleum Investment and Castex Energy Partners are our lessees. Committee last reviewed this lease on February 10, 2016. The board adopted the committee's recommendation to accept the submitted report and that they provide a status update by February 9, 2017 on activities affecting the lease. By an email dated January 24, 2017, Texas Petroleum Investment offered in lieu of an lease activity report a partial release. On March 10, 2017, OMR received an executed partial relief of approximately 360 acres. Staff is recommending accepting the release and that they provide a status update by March 9, 2018 on activities affecting the lease.
All right. Any questions or discussion? Do I have a motion?
I'll make a motion to accept staff's recommendation and report.
We have a motion to accept staff's recommendation by Mr. Arnold. Do I have a second? Second by Secretary Harris. Any public comment? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you. Y'all have a nice Easter.
Great. Thank you. You too. All right. The next report is the nomination and track. Report.
Good morning, Mr. Segura, members of the board.
Thank you.
The approval by the board was previously granted to staff to process and advertise six tracts in the official journal of the state and in the official journal of the parishes where the lands are located for today's lease sale. For the April 13, 2016 mineral lease sale, this office received seven nominations for advertisement. Four nominations received at the Office of Mineral Resources for the June 14, 2017 mineral lease sale or pending approval by the board for advertising. For the June 8, 2016 mineral lease sale, this office received nine nominations for advertisement. We're requesting that staff be given the authority to advertise the four nominations for the June 14, 2017 mineral lease sale.
Any questions or discussion?
I'll make a motion to approve staff's recommendation.
We have a motion, but does it require approval?
Yes.
Yes, Mayor. Yep.
Do you have I have a motion by Mr. Arnold to accept the staff's recommendation of those leases and tracts. Do you have a second? Second by Ms. LeBlanc. Any public comment? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries.
That completes the report.
Great. Thank you. Next up is our audit report by Ms. Rachel Newman.
Good morning.
Good morning.
As of March 31st, 2017, billed audit collections totaled $983,097. This included $658,826 in royalty exceptions, $85,519 in interest, and $238,752 in penalties. We engaged 3 audits during the month of March, and currently we have 65 open royalty audits. Royalties collected in March totaled $17,597,203. Fiscal year to date, our collections are $154,739,073. Same time last year, that total was $174,772,747. During the month of March, we received 305 state royalty reports. This included 112 for oil, 150 for gas, and 43 for plant products. The only item on the report this morning is the staff report to the board that the election for April 2017 gas royalty is to be paid on a process basis at the Discovery Plant at LaRose and the C. Robin Plant at Henry for the terms of the State Texaco Global Settlement Agreement.
All right. That's all for our report. Does anybody have any questions? Does the public have any questions? There's nothing to approve, so thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, legal and title review.
We have a request to add an addendum item to the legal and title controversial report, and it has to do with the amendment of resolution number 16-10-014.
All right, where do you want to handle that? First, last?
Well, item number one, we have a representative here just to make sure that everything is okay and has to get back to Lafayette. So out of courtesy, I would like to...
I have a question first. Do we need a vote on adding the item to the
right.
agenda?
Yes, yeah, we,
yes,
do.
We do.
Okay.
Okay. So you would like to handle this first?
Second.
Second. Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. Do I have a motion to add this to the agenda? Moved by Mr. Cordero. Do I have a second? Anyone? Mr. Hollinshead. Do I have a second? Any questions or discussion?
I do have a question.
Yes.
This item is to add the resolution to replace the resolution we did back in October, correct?
Correct.
All right. I would like more time for the staff and the Attorney General to go through this and see if it's actually necessary. So I'll be opposed to this motion.
Just as a point of order, before we can have any discussion on, and I apologize for not stopping you earlier, we do need to vote to see if it will be added at all. And beyond that, for items that need to be added at the meeting, it needs to be by unanimous vote.
All right, well, public comment.
We're talking about my proposed change to 16-10-014,
yes.
Right?
I believe that's it. Is that the same one?
Yes, same one.
Okay, well, I realize that I submitted it late. I didn't realize it would take a majority to add it to the agenda, but maybe you are right.
I didn't either until I looked this morning.
Okay, good. Sometimes we both make mistakes.
It's not just a majority, it's unanimous.
Yeah, I mean unanimous,
yeah.
Okay. So in that regard, I'd like to delay it and request that it be placed on the agenda for the next meeting. But I'd like to make a statement.
With a motion on the table to add it, I think we have to follow through and have the vote.
Well, I'm going to withdraw.
Withdraw it. We can withdraw it after the vote.
No. I'll withdraw it now. I don't want to vote. Yeah, I want to withdraw it.
Yeah, but the ones who made the motion can amend their motion to.
That's correct.
Right. So. Secretary Harris, my motion. Mr. Cordero.
I'll amend my motion to take it up next month.
And not add it to the agenda.
And not add it to the agenda today.
Okay. And who seconded it, I believe?
I'll second it.
Well, I think Mr. Hollingshead.
Mr.
Hollingshead did.
Do you second it?
Okay. So I think because we're not adding it to the agenda this month, we don't need.
Discussion?
No, we don't need a roll call vote on it.
Right.
Well, you're adding an agenda item.
Say again?
You're adding an agenda item today.
Not anymore.
Well, I think they've pulled the agenda item.
Adding an agenda item to delay it to next month.
No, I think the motion was withdrawn, correct?
Right.
No, he didn't.
Jim's right. The motion wasn't withdrawn. The motion was amended to push it to next month.
But then I'll make a substitute motion. And that is to withdraw it. Because I want to have an opportunity for a short explanation.
Okay.
But I need a second, right?
Brian, you're looking skyward.
I'm thinking.
He's praying.
All I want to do is withdraw the damn thing.
I know.
Watch your boundaries. It's the same boundaries you set for us, so...
Well, it wasn't voted on to be added. There was a motion and a second. We didn't go through the process. That motion has been withdrawn. I think we're good on that. I don't think that's the equivalent of adding an agenda item because it was pulled.
There's a motion to withdraw.
That needs to be.
That does need to be voted on.
Right. So it needs to be seconded.
I thought it was.
Hikes amended.
Not yet.
Mr. Cordero made a motion to approve the next month, which was seconded.
Right.
And Ms. Cordero made a substitute motion. Ms. Hike made a substitute motion.
Right.
To withdraw it.
Which needs a second and a vote.
Okay.
Right. So Mr. Hike.
Following now, you're right. Yes. Thank you, Jim.
Mr. Hike's amended motion needs to be seconded.
Correct.
Would that make it easier to second that?
It would.
I'll second that motion.
Very good, then.
Who's on first?
I think you need.
So now I want to voice.
Yeas or nays.
So Mr. Arnold seconds Mr. Hikes.
And I'd like
motion.
To state why I'm withdrawing it. And that is, I obviously realized that I was filing it late. I wasn't quite sure whether or not it could be added to this agenda or not. But in the same instance, I want to bring this matter to the attention of the board. I realize that I'm proposing a change in the methodology of the board, a long-standing methodology of the board, which dates back even before this particular board was formed, and that is to grant the secretary and vice chairman and chairman the authority to sign documents. If you recall, 4 or 5 months ago, I proposed a resolution of a similar nature. But after discussions with the secretary, I understood that that motion, or rather that resolution, was burdensome because I didn't realize, I don't know if you did or not, but I didn't realize every action by the board, every motion by the board is put into a resolution form and then published. And as Mr. Divitt had testified at that time, that would require, 40 or 50 resolutions to be prepared and then submitted and then published. I did not want to place that burden on the staff or the board. That being said, I do believe that if I or any staff member or any member of the public desires to amend what I think is the most sacred part of our duty as board members, and that is to change the lease, to change the operating agreement, or to change the assignment, those three documents, that issue should be brought before this board in a written form so we have an opportunity to read what that change might be. I don't expect to have to cause any further problem for staff, but I reserve that right to read whatever changes are made to those three documents, because to me that's the heart and soul of what we're doing here. And if, for instance, I in the future want to make a change to the lease, I pick up the phone and I call staff and say, please prepare a resolution and present it so that we can debate it, and then so that each member can read it. If a staff member wants to do the same, or if the secretary wants to do the same, he asks staff to prepare the resolution. It's brought to us in written form. If a member of the public wants to do the same, they have to put it in resolution form, and we read it and debate it. I think that's good business. And so that's my intention. It's clear. It's a change of protocol or procedure, whatever you want to call it, but I think it's necessary. Therefore, I withdraw from this particular meeting, but like I said before, I may be back. It took me 5 years to pass a bill in the legislature, which is a lot of days, so thank you very much for your time.
All right, any other comments, questions? Any public comment? If not, we'll vote all in favor of the substitute motion to rescind this amendment. A resolution?
Not rescind, to withdraw.
Withdraw, I'm sorry. All in favor of withdrawing it?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Great. Now we're back.
Item number
on
one.
Our regular schedule.
Good yes. News. Good news here. A request for final approval of a settlement agreement between the state of Louisiana through the State Mineral and Energy Board and the Louisiana Land and Exploration Company, LLC, ConocoPhillips Company, Houston Energy LP, Talos Gulf Coast Onshore LLC, Howard Energy Company, Inc., Knight Resources LLC, El Lola LLC, Hillcore Energy One LP, and Hillcore Energy Company. Whereas said companies desire to provide for allocations of production or the proceeds from the track shown by the SIB CORS RASUA SIB unit survey plat in the manner set forth, covering approximately 208.293 acres, affecting state lease numbers 724, 21150, 21152, and 21157, situated in Terrebonne Parish, Louisiana, with further particulars being stipulated in the instrument listed on the docket as item number 17-06. The Attorney General's office negotiated the aforementioned settlement of the respective interest in the leases as they affect the SIP unit tracts, whereby all production and production revenues obtained from or attributable thereto or equitably apportioned between the state and LL&E ConocoPhillips. This item has been duly advertised. The staff deems it to be in the best interest of the state, and it is recommended that the final approval for execution be given by the board.
With one caveat.
Yes.
I'll explain. The operator has been working to get all 10 of these signatories to this agreement and got 9 of them. Howard Energy is in Michigan. They overnighted a signature to us, or to the operator, but they had some weather problems and it didn't get in time for this. However, we have gotten evidence that they've executed it. We've seen an emailed scan of it. And so I'm going to suggest that you approve this subject to the condition that we get the final
original
signature.
But you do have an electronic copy of the signature.
Yeah, so we have evidence that it's been executed, and that's why we're bringing it to you and suggesting that you go ahead and approve it.
Okay.
I would second that. I think that's